I'm going to call to order the council meeting for March 10th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
Please, flag, United States of America, to the Republic, nation, God, liberty, justice.
Stand standing, sir. Can we have roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Here.
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 Adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we add to the agenda Resolution 3, 2014, additional appropriation. And that would be added under new business item D. And all the members have a copy. I distributed it before the meeting.
Second.
I'm also going to request that Resolution 2, 2014 be removed from the agenda pending further action by the Area Plan Commission. I guess the middle you got in your packet is correct. So I'm just going to ask that be removed from the.
Resolution 2 would be removed. With those two changes, I move that the agenda be approved.
Under the meeting.
Next month?
Yeah, it won't be till.
You gotta wait.
Wait, wouldn't it have just been passed down with an unfavorable recommendation, or?
We've, in your packs, a letter that's signed by Dixie saying it's approved.
For the sake of the audience, the Resolution 2, 2014 is the TIF issue that being referred to be removed from the agenda. Way I understand it, and I may not, but Area Plan has to send us by majority vote declaration about that ordinance, and they did not have a majority vote according to their quorum of the membership. So since it needs to be done in a particular order, they didn't have a majority of the total membership, so now it kind of starts over, goes to Area Plan, then we come back here. So that's the reason it's being removed from the agenda.
We did have a quorum at the APC.
But I think it has to pass by a majority of the total membership, even if they're not present.
Correct.
You have to have six votes.
But you have to have six yes votes for an approval, but 5-1 vote was just an unfavorable recommendation.
Absolutely not.
I agree.
For official action.
Total member.
So there's either no
So what we have before us right now is, in terms of adoption of the agenda, to remove Resolution 2, 2014, relating to TIF, add Resolution 3, 2014, which is an additional appropriation for KCDC. So that is the motion before us to adopt the agenda with those two changes. It's all been rolled into one. If any member wants to separate the two, that member would be allowed to do that, but my motion is to do it one combination, but as I say, any member who wants to separate those two issues can do so.
Okay, got a motion by President Chatton to withdraw Resolution 2, 2014 and add Resolution 3, 2014. Second by Councilman Brown.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Seaver?
Yes.
Okay, the agenda is adopted. Okay, now next is approval of minutes from the February 24th meeting.
Mr. Mayor, before we have the motion to approve the minutes, we need to amend the minutes to reflect the fact that Ordinance 6-2014 was adopted on first reading. That is on your cover sheet that it happened on February 24th, but is not in the minutes. So I'm making, I guess, a motion to amend our last minutes to reflect that Ordinance 6-2014 passed on first reading.
So moved.
Well, I've moved.
Okay, second. I'll second it then.
So that.
Okay. Got a motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Brink, to approve the minutes with the amendment of showing that Ordinance 6-2014 was passed on first reading.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay. February 24th minutes are approved by a vote of 7-0. Next is petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I'll just mention real quick that our thoughts and prayers are with Nancy Schaefer from the Clerk Treasurer's Office. Her sister passed away last weekend. Keep her in our thoughts. Anything else?
I would also add a similar note to the family of longtime coach, teacher, Ralph Holzer, who passed away and certainly was a giant in the athletic education field in this community and touched the lives of many, many young people. So we certainly salute his service and thoughts are with his family. And we'd be remiss if we didn't salute the outstanding work of the Lady Patriots and state runner-up, and also Lauren Herman, the Mental Attitude winner for the state of Indiana. And so another outstanding effort by the Lady Patriots, who, by the way, play in Ralph Holzer Gym.
Yes.
Appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
Mr. Mayor, who approved and seconded?
I made the motion.
Okay.
By Councilman Brink.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And also included the amended.
Yes. Right. I got it. Oh, yeah. Down here.
Okay, committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, for neighborhood and transportation, we've not met, but based on our last meeting, I have researched various communities on how they deal with this problem that we've identified of people parking on sidewalks and over curbs, and there's a number of different communities, different ways that they handle that, different fine levels, and so that's been distributed to the members and also to the various department heads to provide input, and I think we'll be meeting soon to come up with our final proposal and bring that back to the council.
Okay. Any other chair reports? Chair report of city officers. Yes, report this. Actually, myself and City Inspector Cooper attended a meeting today on the Blighted Properties program that's coming out, and hopefully you'll see a lot more on that soon, what we can do, can't do.
It looks like it's going to be a really good program. We've just got to apply for it and hope for the best. Okay, move on to old business. Ordinance 6, 2014, amending traffic schedule, Chapter 74. It was passed first reading on February 24th.
Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 6, 2014.
Second.
Motion by President Patton, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of Ordinance 6, 2014.
Ordinance 6, 2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Benson, Indiana, amending Chapter 74 traffic schedules by adding Schedule 12, no combination of trucks, containing Sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. This was requested by the residents, and I also thought Jim Tron was interested in keeping large combination trucks. We would call them semi-trucks.
Any discussion?
As I understand it, this has been dried on, what, a 90-day basis?
Yes.
Already?
Right.
Proving work, so.
There's no other conversation. I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 6, 2014 passes with a vote of 7-0.
Mayor, I move we have a third and final reading of Ordinance 6, 2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of Ordinance 6, 2014.
Ordinance 6, 2014, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Chapter 74 traffic schedule by adding Schedule 12, no combination of trucks containing Sections 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yep.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of Ordinance 6, 2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Moving to new business, first up is Ordinance 7, 2014, additional appropriation from Edit to pay Banning, $4,100, SME, $170.82, and $1,999.41. And BLA, $6,397.88, for a total of $12,668.10.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a first reading of Ordinance 7, 2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to have first reading of Ordinance 7, 2014.
Ordinance 7, 2014, additional appropriation ordinance in Sections 1, 2, and 3 for a total of $12,668.
Okay, any discussion?
Yes, I was just curious. The last one there, the edit fund to BLA for the second NIMBLAC, I requested last week, whenever this first came out, approximately how much the city has spent on the second NIMBLAC project, and that's roughly $78,000. I'm just wondering, when is this going to, I guess, come to an end? When are we going to see second NIMBLAC? What are we going to see there? When will we see there? How much more can we expect to pay?
Well,
and I know that's a
yeah. I don't know what the actual total project is, but I know it's getting close to being ready to go out for bids. So I'll tell you. How about if we have I'll have BLA at the next meeting.
That would actually be.
Really JP great. Would be here, but he's at road school, so otherwise he can answer all those questions.
Yeah, I think that would be absolutely fantastic if they could come in and just give us an overview of all of their projects that they have going on in the city at this point.
And we can do that.
And that $78,000, the city only actually 20%.
Right.
But we're still paying 20% of $78,000.
Yes, yes.
But we're still paying out, and yes. I'm just wanting to know when are we going to start right. seeing
and this
something for the money.
Right, I understand. Yeah, I just meant it was, I'm just saying it was 80-20 match.
Right.
So the city pays 20%, and then state yeah. pays the 80%. Yeah, I understand your point. I just wanted to clarify that.
When are we going to be done
Vincennes,
studying, and when are we going
Vincennes
to roll dirt?
The city is not paying
right.
the $78,000.
And this is the second NIBLAC project, and it's actually
earmarked money that...
Right.
Off that $5 million.
That goes towards our levy project. And I will have a rep from BLA at the next meeting to...
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 7-2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Next is Ordinance 8-2014, additional appropriation from Edit to pay Banning Engineering for $550 and KCDC for $24,000.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we read Ordinance 8-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to read, have first reading of Ordinance 8-2014.
Ordinance 8-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 in the total amount of $24,550.
Any discussion?
Is this the KCDC part, is that the extra $1,000 per month that was discussed earlier this week? Is that what part of that is?
What was your name? Scott?
Yes.
This is, this?
Or anyone?
Yes, this, the 12,000 would be for the year, the additional amount for a year would be $1,000 a month.
Is this a 1 year only?
Well, see, that's what, you know, the we've never really had a resolution. I don't know. If this, we've been paying $3,000 a month since 1997. So I don't know what happened in 1997. That's how long we've been paying the $3,000. So whatever we do from here on out is pretty much new. I mean, if we want to do it per year, we can do it per year, but I mean, we have to approve it every year anyway. You see what I'm saying? So,
basically, what you're saying is you can pay the $24,000 even if it stayed at 36.
Right.
Or you can pay the $24,000 even if you're going to 48.
Right. Yeah.
At budget time.
Yeah, that I guess that's kind of where my rub is a little bit on that, is that we had budgeted for X amount of dollars. And then this came to us with an additional, which I think they are a great group. KCDC does so many great things for the community. I would just, if we were going to pay more, I'd like to see that more at a budget time than halfway through the year.
The thing of it is they came, they've gotten in a pickle.
Correct, absolutely.
I mean, a huge pickle with the deal with Farbest and the water department, getting water to them, getting sewer to them. It's been a huge, huge financial strain on their budget. They're trying to, they'll get it back eventually. Mm-hmm. But the problem didn't come to light until after our budget hearings. A lot of this happened late 13 and pretty much all of 14. They've taken care of the problem out there, but it's been extremely costly. But there wasn't really any intention, you know, it wasn't intentional to do it after the budget hearings. It just kind of happened this way. And like I said, it's that whole issue with getting water and getting the sewers hooked up out there has really been a huge problem.
Right.
It was unexpected because of the unknown ground and the amount of rock that they had to go through to get all of that problem resolved.
Okay. Mr. Mayor?
And the county's, the county, they're going to, they up theirs to 4,000. We always have went hand in tandem, hand the county and the city. I mean, nobody's really, you know, one of them's not paying four and the other's paying three.
Well, according to my math here, 3,000, at the original rate of 3,000, 6-month contract would be 18,000. With the additional $1,000 for 6 months, that would up it to 24,000. So I think that's where we're getting the 24,000 here. Where I'm having trouble, and I'm skipping ahead a little bit, is the resolution 3-2014 is to increase the purpose is to increase the contract from 3,000 a month to 4,000 per month and paying 12,000. Whereas 6,000 is already built into this 24,000 here. So it's not, I'm not against it at all or anything. I'm just pointing out here that we've got some redundancy here.
You're right.
So should we?
This all happened in the last minute.
Right. Yeah.
So basically, this would just be we're agreeing to add $1,000 a month from that point.
That's the way that it was intended, but it's already included in.
Right, and all it was done was just $1,000 a month for the extra, and then right. Went from there just to give us something to go with, right?
If you don't spend it.
Right, and then it just goes back. Right.
Great. That's fair. Yeah.
But Mr. Okay. Mayor, is it true, though, that the water department does plan to start paying back KCDC the first of the year?
To my understanding.
Yes. Okay. That's my understanding, too. That they'll start paying back by at least the first of the year.
But I think that's spread out over like
yeah.
5 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready for the question? Call for question then.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Walters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 8-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Moving on, we'll pass over C since it's been removed. We'll move to D, Resolution 3-2014.
Mr. Mayor, I move we read Resolution 3-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to read Resolution 3-2014.
Resolution 3-2014, additional appropriation resolution pending sections 1, 2, and 3 for $12,000. And the intent of this was to increase the KCDC amount from $3,000 per month to $4,000 per month.
Call for the question.
Second was by
Sebring. Thank you, sir. I just want to say question.
Who called for the question?
I did.
Early.
Mr. Brink?
Yeah.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Okay, Resolution 3-2014 passes with a vote of 7-0. Next up is claims.
I move we approve claims totaling $377,066.93.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to pay the claims in the amount of $377,066.93.
Question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we have nothing under miscellaneous. And claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. I guess that's it. Nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
There we go.